This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, you know what that means. There's a train a-leaving, so you better hop on the Limitless Express. Let's do it, Limits.
Get on, Bob. Get on the train as Joe Tooney, the offensive lineman pro bowler for the Kansas City Chiefs, has been traded to the Chicago Bears for a 2026 fourth-round draft pick. So the Chiefs don't get a pick in this year's draft, and they make their offensive line worse. Joe, what do you make of this? Chicago gets better, but what are the Chiefs doing here?
Well, Joe Tooney was a disaster on the outside, but that's because he's a guard. And as a guard, I was just reading, he has the highest pass block win rate in the NFL the last two seasons. So Chicago here is going all in. This is the second guy that they've picked up. In a week, Jonah Jackson was the other. They have two new guards now. They're going all in to try to protect Caleb Williams. Doug Whaley was on our morning show today, Bob, saying if there's he was asked to pick one sleeper team like next year's Commanders, and he picked the Bears. I think this is a great move.
I don't understand what Kansas City wants to, unless it's a financial burden they find themselves in or whatever.
I think it is.
But that's a good, if you're Chicago, that's a good upgrade to have. Both of those guys are. And yes, to protect Caleb Williams, if you're going to make that investment and make it work, you got to surround him with the right people, and that includes offensive line. But man, that's only a fourth round pick. I would have expected a little bit more.
Well, here's the thing. As I read further, the Chiefs placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on their other guard, Trey Smith, and that's worth $23.4 million, which would make him the highest paid guard in the league. So now you know why this happened.
Yeah, I guess down to how much money you're going to put in that offensive line, especially when you have one getting that kind of money.
Well, there are problems on the outside.
No, I know that, but still, it's good to have people, depth in an offensive line if you could keep it, but I guess they felt that was the... And good for Chicago. You know, they're doing what they need to do in terms of, you know, correcting a wrong. And their offensive line was not helpful last year in developing Caleb Williams.
We'll always remember Matt Eberflus, won't we, Bob?
Did he sign on with somebody as a coordinator?
I think so.
He did.
Especially the Thanksgiving Day game when he never used a timeout. Remember that?
Yes.
That was incredible.
That was so obvious, I thought. What are we doing?
He signed on as the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Maybe he'll become Matt Eberwin there, you think?
I don't know.
Next.
Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter had dinner with the Cleveland Browns coaches at a local steakhouse last night. Good to them. They had a really nice meal, I'm sure. Is this Shedeur Sanders talk about him, Dane Brugler, and his mock draft, having him going to the Steelers at 21 and others falling in the draft? Is just somebody blowing smoke, or do you think that there's something real here? Because if the Browns are meeting with them, there's a real chance he can go in the top five.
The Browns have got to do something, and I would agree. Their quarterback situation is a mess right now, and they got to redo the thing if they can. And that's what this is probably all about. I still don't see a scenario where he falls all the way down to the Steelers. That thing has come up a few times now.
Do you see one where Jackson Dart goes ahead of him?
Is there one like that? I don't know. Probably.
Do you see one like that maybe happening?
Yeah, again, I'm not sold totally on Jackson Dart. So I think all these guys have flaws, and they could find that those flaws are going to be problematic in the NFL when you face a bunch of, you know, top-end defensive players at virtually every position, unlike in college. So I think it's a whole different kind of game. And unless you have the ability to deal with that, and Shedeur Sanders is a very good athlete, don't get me wrong. I have a hard time finding him being available at 21. I think he's going to go ahead of that.
Man, the mock draft I'm looking at right now has Travis Hunter going third to the Giants. Can you imagine getting Ohtani third here? This guy's going to play offense and defense. Look, and he should. Do you think he should?
I know he wants to. That's a lot of football. And I find him probably better as a defensive player than I do offensive player.
So do I. I'm not saying every snap. I think every snap defensively. Yes. And then, you know.
I mean, you could use
15 to 20 snaps offensively.
But he makes it sound like he wants to play every single down.
He's
on every
single play.
He's incredible,
Bob. To get him as the third pick would be the steal of the century. Although I do love Abdul Carter, and if you're Tennessee, do you take Sanders first? Browns take Abdul Carter, and then, man, it would just be impossible for me to pass up this kid unless there was a surefire quarterback. How about you?
I really like Travis Hunter. I like listening to his, you know, they asked him about his growing up, what he had to go, what he had to face, how he worked, his work ethic stuck out to me like tremendous. He was one of those guys who was always first to show up, always last to leave, never got enough of it, wanted more instruction. He's a guy who is going to be a difference maker. I totally agree with that.
May I interject something here, Limitless Wonder?
You may.
This Yahoo mock draft has Tyler Warren all the way down at 18 to Penn State and Ashton Jeanty going to Denver right before the Steelers. If either one of those guys should make it to the Steelers or even close to them, Bob, would you be tempted to move up a spot or two or at least take one of those guys at 21?
Running back and tight end on a team that needs a lot of help from a lot of different players. So
I know, but this ain't Najee and Freiermuth. These are two.
And if I were inclined
changers.
To do it, it would be Warren because I think he could give them something in the pass game that they really need. And having him and Pat Freiermuth together could be a really good situation. And he's almost a wide receiver. I mean, he plays the game like a wide
that's
receiver.
That's basically like Bowers.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I might take either.
There. I don't know about the running back. I'm not going to go Jeanty that high. Just not.
This draft has the Steelers taking Jahdae Barron for a cornerback from Texas. Guy who blitzes a lot, lines up all over the field. It says just a game-changing type of athlete. I wouldn't mind that so much, although I am inclined to
They need
to
a
go,
cornerback. They do need more help there, and there's no question. They can get it in free agency.
Yeah, both their
also.
Starting corners got failing grades from PFF. Now, you can agree or disagree with that, but I think we both would say that Joey Porter took a step back this year and that Dante Jackson, while he made some field-flipping plays, wasn't very good. Would you agree with that?
Yes, he had 5 interceptions, but there were a lot of, you know, things he left out there, got beat a lot of times. So they need help. There's no question. And if you get somebody that you think could be that kind of shutdown guy, I guess you go for it.
That's another place Omar Khan left him short, corner.
What would you do if they decided to trade out of the 21st pick?
What do you mean?
Move back, get more picks.
I wouldn't hate that, but I want Jackson Dart.
I know you want Jackson Dart. You're in love with Jackson Dart.
I wouldn't hate that idea.
Yeah, it just depends. It's deep in a lot of different areas. So if you can get a few, you know, second-round pick, third-round picks extra.
I'll tell you this much. If Tyler Warren gets to 18, I'm thinking about moving up. That's how good I think he is. I think he's a top 5 all-around player in this draft.
Yeah, he's a Brock Bauer kind of guy.
Do you agree with that, Limits?
100%. And, I mean, he, like Bob said, is basically a wide receiver that he has the speed, he has the agility. I would think that the Steelers, I mean, you could pair it as a two tight end look, but they could basically play him as like another wide receiver in their offense. If he's even 5, 6, or 7 spots, if he's still there at like 13, 14, 15, I would trade up for him.
Bob, may I interest you in lining up with Justin Fields as a running quarterback with Jaylen Warren and a young, explosive breakaway runner splitting backfield duties with the offensive line as currently constituted with George Pickens, Devontae Adams, Freiermuth, and Tyler Warren? Would that interest you at all?
Yeah, that would interest me. That would give me options in the pass game that I would love to have, yes.
Tyler Warren can also be a short yardage runner like Mark Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely could.
He can do everything.
He could be the tush pusher. Or the pusher of the tush, or whatever.
He could be the tush or the push.
The tush or the push, yes. So, that would intrigue me. I think they have to really address these offensive weakness areas, and I think that would be great. I don't know what it would cost to move up even 4 or 5 spots, though. Sometimes you got to give up a lot to move up.
I know, that's
that
true.
Kind of leverage.
That's very true. Oh, I'm sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
Speaking of cornerback, Jonathan Jones, the lead NFL insider for CBS Sports, says that Darius Slay wants to play one more year, and his level of play dictates that he'll get a respectable offer and likely wants to go to a contender. He also interjects that Darius Slay played for Terrell Austin for 4 years in Detroit, so some sources wonder if a potential reunion in Pittsburgh could happen for Darius Slay. Bob, what would you make of that?
Well, he only wants to play one more year, so that would be, to me, an easy thing to do if he wants 1 year deal, whatever it might be. I think he would be good for them. I do. He would be helpful to them. You know, how much does he have left as a starter over there? I'm not so sure of that. I mean, he was good for Philadelphia, but...
Aren't you getting tired of them picking up these guys on the tail end of their careers,
Bob? But if you're in a position where you need help in that position, you don't draft it.
I want young. And
I do too, but for 1 year, would it hurt you?
Did Patrick Peterson help you for 1 year?
No, but maybe this guy would be different.
I don't know. I respect your opinion. Mine is I pass
but,
on.
But
on
again,
this guy.
Where are you going to draft this person, this cornerback? Is it the first round? And if you do,
well, there's also other younger corners you can sign.
True, there are. There are some you can trade for also.
Sure, this guy's played 177 games. He's been in the league since 2013.
Yeah, he's 34 years old. I know.
No, thank you. I respect him.
Depth guy, 1 year at a very, very nice price. Just a veteran to have out there?
No.
No? Okay.
That's Patrick Peterson, part two.
Maybe
the Cam Sutton
success.
Signing, by the way.
Oh, that was a terrible move.
We haven't been critical enough of that. This guy had obvious weaknesses here, Omar Khan. It was depth in the secondary, depth on the defensive line, and receiver. And he failed to address any of them properly, adequately. Anyway, next.
We're back. Back at the goal line, folks. Adam Schefter believes the 49ers will listen to any offers for wide receiver Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, God help us.
Who would like to repatch this potential discussion?
I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to say anything. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm done.
Remember Rocky Blyer in those inimitable words? Do you have that clip back there? Look it up. It's in Horse's folder. I'm done.
No, if Horse still has a folder.
We killed Horse's folder, Bob?
Horse has to have a folder, just like there a horse has to have a stable.
We took Horse's folder out to the glue factory? That doesn't seem nice or right. Okay. I'm not interested. Is he coming off a broken leg or something? What happened to him last year?
He tore his ACL? Tore something.
Yeah, something went horribly wrong. No. Is my answer to that.
Would Jalen Milroe interest you in any way as a quarterback in the middle round?
If I was going to take a middle round flyer, it would be someone with a very high ceiling, as they say, Bob. It would be like a ceiling in one of those lofts in the strip district. You ever been in one of those?
Yeah, like 18 feet high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have to be that high.
You could put a big Christmas tree in there.
Sure, why not? No, I'm not interested. But thank you for asking, Limits.
You're quite welcome. What about
Wait a second. Adam Schefter believes the 49ers are open to trade talks on, quote, just about anybody. May I interest you in another 49er, Bob?
Okay. Which one?
Fred Warner?
I think the Steelers are they okay at inside linebacker right now? I mean, Fred Warner is...
They're better than they've been over the last several years, I think. That's if they bring back a Landon Roberts. Is he due for a contract?
Fred Warner, yes, of course I'm interested. But that would seem to be a pretty prohibitive price for him. But yes, I would be.
Just about anybody, to me at least, reads anybody but McCaffrey and probably Warner. Maybe they're safety.
You sure about McCaffrey?
Pretty sure.
How about an aging? The Steelers are going to go with their offensive line as is. I was going to say an aging Trent Williams.
Yeah, but that costs. I wouldn't go that. I'd rather bring some. There are going to be some guys made available here in the offensive line. Veterans who are looking for opportunities.
How about Kyle Usyk? Go with a real fullback.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
How about Javon Hargrave? Is he a free agent?
Yes.
Would you sign him, Bob?
How old is he? I want to get younger at that position.
I'm
think
glad
he's 32
you asked.
Or 33, isn't he?
A 32. He had a birthday last month.
I like him. He certainly earned a nice paycheck to go to San Francisco as a third-round pick the Steelers made, and third-round pick turned out to be a very good spot for him.
He's getting up there, too. Yeah, you know what I want? At all these positions, I want young, in that case, defensive line, young, destructive athletes is what I want. You know what I mean, Bob? I don't want Larry Ogunjobi part two. I don't. I want guys who are young, energetic, playing for something
who can play. And what happens when Cam is finally done?
Right.
I mean, they're going
to... They have to address this year, their defensive line. They failed. They failed on that, too, with Loudermilk, with DeMarvin Leal, with other guys. It just hasn't been good enough. I thought Andy Weidel was coming in to fortify both lines. Is the offensive line going to be good enough? Is Broderick Jones a good pick?
Well, that's going to be the key to it all, Broderick Jones moving to the left side. He needs to be the man they envision him to be, and not one of the most sack-allowed right tackles in the game, which he was last year. So he has to make sure that's his natural position. I expect better results there.
One more, Limits.
The Raiders have informed Gardner Minshew he will be released, and Davante Adams is also being released by the Jets. Any interest in any of these veterans?
Adams would intrigue me, but he's going to want, he's free to negotiate whatever.
He can still play.
He still can still play, but how many years will it take? Is it a one-year deal?
I think I would still prefer to get younger, but
me
he's
too.
A guy I would listen on. Minshew has a hell of a mustache, and it pretty much stops there. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful.